response to the 2005 call from Palestine to build an international solidarity movement to end Israeli apartheid, inspired by the same movement that brought South African apartheid down. In a few short years, the three words of that movement have resounded and echoed around the world, and they've become commonplace in all of our demos: boycott, divestment, sanctions.
Yes.
Our only course of action. Okay, so let's keep doing the basic empowerment movement, and it's really important to keep remembering the massacre. We've heard it.
Expression. my friends.
Yeah, right.
First, I bring you a greeting from the people of Palestine and the people of Gaza.
Yeah.
And I want to assure you that despite many years of siege and the bombardment and the daily forays by the Israeli criminal military machine, the people in Gaza are standing steadfast.
Yeah.
And they will remain steadfast until the liberation of all of Palestine. And the day will come. I know the numbers are small in here, but our spirit is high. And I tell you that we are on the right side of history, and Israel and its allies are on the wrong side of history. And like Nazism and South Africa apartheid, they will be defeated. And it will be better for the Jewish people, as well as for the Palestinians, and for the whole world community. Zionism has corrupted Judaism, and let me tell you why. Just before the war started, the chief rabbi of the Israeli military admonished his soldiers to go and kill without mercy. This is not Judaism. Zionism corrupted Judaism. And we must fight for them as we fight for the liberation of Palestine. Zionism is racism.
Zionism is racism.
Zionism is racism. The war on Gaza was unprecedented in its viciousness. They've attacked hospitals, they've attacked schools, they've attacked food depots, they've attacked the United Nations, they've attacked purification, water purification, and sewage treatment. This was a collective punishment against the 1.5 million people living in Palestine. And the results were very obvious. 1,500 were killed. 5,300 are still permanently injured. There was United Nations investigation that accused them of war crimes. Every human rights organization documented war crimes. Israel will not be able to do this without the political cover from the West.
Hashem, USA!
The Harper government is complicit in the war crime against the Palestinian people. And they must be held accountable. The oppression of Israel, and we must be able to bring the Harper government down because they are complicit. I thank you for coming and keep up the good work for the liberation of Palestine. Thank you.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Are going to send a boat to Gaza with the next Freedom Flotilla sailing in the spring of 2011. We are part of a coalition of many, many countries who will be sailing together to end the siege on Gaza. We are organized from coast to coast to coast. This is a grassroots organization. We have volunteers working in every major city, towns, and areas across this country to make sure that the Canadian people's voices are heard on the water in the spring. We're very excited about the work that we're doing. We've raised almost half of the money that we need to send this boat to Gaza. We've been holding fundraisers across the country. And we need your help and we need your support. When that boat sails in the spring, that boat will belong to all people of conscience in Canada. That boat will belong to us. We have two major goals. The first one is to end the siege on Gaza. The second one is to challenge our Canadian government's constant and unjustified support for Israel and its apartheid policies.
Yeah.
Shame on Canada!
Yeah.
CanadaBoatGaza.org, right? www.CanadaBoatGaza.org. They've already raised half of the money, and they're looking forward to donations to complete the amount of funds required to send a boat from Canada to Gaza. Thank you. May Allah bless you.
On the same day, the people of Gaza were being torched to death with phosphorus bombs from the air, from the land, from the sea, and they survived for 22 days against the murderous onslaught by the Israeli regime, the fourth military power in the world. So this is a little sacrifice for all of us, and yet I would like to thank the groups which were involved, the Muslim Unity Group, Palestine House, which led this thing, CASMO, which is the Association of Shia Muslim Associations, and also the CAYA, the Palestine Freedom for Expression, and the Canadian Boat for Gaza. We as Canadians are really shocked that we still have a government which is out of touch with Canadians and with our values. We have a government that stands with an apartheid system, a country which engages in all kinds of crimes. It is engaging in a slow genocide of the people of Gaza. It engages in ethnic cleansing. It occupies the lands of three Arab countries. It has ethnically cleansed the indigenous population of Palestine, which might explain why this government stands with this racist apartheid regime, because Canada was built on the ethnic cleansing of the indigenous people. And if you look at the countries that are strongly in support of Israel, we see Canada, United States, Australia, all of these are settler colonialist regimes. And this explains why they stand with this racist country. And they have the audacity to say that we share values with those countries. The Canadian people... The Canadian people don't share values with criminals, war criminals, with people who have committed crimes against humanity, according to Human Rights Watch, according to Justice Richard Goldstone, and yet our country says we share the same values.
No.
And our countries, our main political parties, the Liberal Party and the Conservative Party, say we stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel unconditionally.
Yay!
And the other political parties are silent. They don't say anything.
Yay!
Yet we Canadians know that what is happening is wrong, is immoral, is illegal. And we demand that that we elect politicians. We should be working hard in this coming election to select politicians who will stand for true values of democracy, of equality, of justice.
Yeah.
The people of Palestine are fighting for what Canadians are fighting for. Palestine stands for a spirit that's fighting for justice and equality, against racism, against ethnic cleansing, against slow genocide, against starvation, against poverty. And we want the same thing in Canada. We want to ensure that the people of Canada are justly treated, that there is no poverty, that there is true equality. Yet we have a government that has created two kinds of citizenship. They have created two kinds of refugees. They say that if you belong to a certain group, you are a better citizen than another group. They say if you come as a refugee from certain countries, you are given better treatment. We refuse that. We want a Canada based on equality and justice.
Yeah.
And we will fight for that in Canada and in Palestine. And this is why we know we will be winning, because justice is on our side. Long live Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Down with racism!
Down with racism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Victory to the Palestinian people!
Victory to the Palestinian people!
Free! sanctions.
Okay, come on, it's easy. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions. And that's what we should do. Our only course of action.
Boycott, divestment, sanctions.
Our only course of action.
Boycott, divestment, sanctions.
Long live Palestine.
Long live Palestine.
Long live Palestine.
Long live Palestine.
No justice. No peace.
No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace.
No justice.
No peace. No justice. No peace.
No justice. No peace. No justice.